We're now up to Perek Zion, Mishnah Aleph, and Maseches Sota. The Mishnah is now for the next couple, two, maybe three, Prakim go on a bit of a tangent regarding when a person has to say something specifically in Hebrew and when he can say it in any language. So the first Mishnah says as follows, Elu ne'amarim b'cholashim. The following statements can be said in any language, not necessarily Hebrew. First of all, Parsha Sota. When the Kohen would make the woman swear that she did not commit adultery, and if she did, she will accept the punishment. So, even though the Torah is written in Hebrew, obviously, it can be said in any language. And based on that, reference to Sota, we're now going to tangent to other similar halachos. Uvidui Meiser, and the recitation of Vidui Meiser. In the third and sixth year, a person would have to make sure that he had given his maestros and trumos and everything to the proper place and proper people, the Kohanim and Levium and Aniyim. And there is Dvarim Perek Chafav. There's a paragraph or two that he recites stating that he did everything properly. That's Vidui Meiser. So that can be said in any language. Kriyashma can be said in any language. Utfila, davening, can be said in any language, and you fulfill the mitzvah of davening. Berachas amazon, benching, can be said in any language, and you fulfill the mitzvah of berachas amazon. Ushua sa'idos, if someone asks someone to testify for him in court in a monetary case, and the person says he does not know any testimony, and you make the person swear that you do not know any testimony, and he swears, and then later he admits that he in fact did testimony, he brings a special karban. So that shua sa'idus, that oath that he says, in which he says, I do not know testimony, that can be said in any language. Ushua sa'pikaron, and similarly, the halacha is that if I believe you are holding on to something of mine, and you say you are not, and I make you swear, and you swear that you are not holding on to any object of mine, and then later you admit that in fact you were, so you'll have to give it back, obviously. And you also bring a special carbon. So again, that shuva spikadon, swearing that you do not have anything belonging to me, that can be said in any language. And if later it turns out you are lying, no matter what language you swore in, you would bring this special carbon of shuva spikadon. Mishnah Beis, ve'elu ne'amarim b'lashon hakodesh. However, the following halachos, the following statements must be said specifically in lashon hakodesh in Hebrew. Mikra bikurim. When a person would bring his bikurim, his first fruits, to the Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash, he would recite Arami Oved Avi, as we say Seder night, that had to be said in Hebrew, V'chalitza. If a man dies without any children, his brother can either perform the mitzvah of Yibum to marry his sister-in-law, or if he does not want to marry her, he performs the mitzvah of Chalitza. And in that process, he has to declare that he does not want to marry his brother's wife. That must be done specifically in Hebrew. Brachos uklalos, the blessings and the curses, is referring to the brachos and klalos on Har Grizim and Har Eval in Dvarim Perek Chav Zayin. They were said in Hebrew. Birchas Kohanim, Duchanin, when the Kohanim give their bracha, must be said in Hebrew. Birchas Kohen Gadol, the special bracha the Kohen Gadol would give on Yom Kippur after he finished the Avoda, had to be in Hebrew. Uparshas Hamelach, the parsha of the king, meaning Hakel, when the king would read Hakel. So that had to be done specifically in Hebrew. Uparshas Egla Arufa, and the phrases and statements that the basin must say in the context of Egla Arufa, when a dead body is found outside the city, there's a special, they take an Egla Arufa, take an Egla, a calf, and kill it, and they say, our hands did not spill this blood. So that statement, which is in Dvarim Chaf Aleph, Perek Chaf Aleph, that also must be said specifically in Hebrew. Umishuach Melchama B'Shashi Medaber El Ha'am, and the Mishuach Melchama, the special coin who is anointed to be the leader when they're going out to war. So when he would speak to the nation, this is in Dvarim Perek Chaf, and he would say, you are going out to war, do not be afraid of your enemies. And he would list who is able to return without going to battle, someone who's recently married, and other exceptions. So that statement which she said to the nation, again, had to be said specifically in Hebrew and not in English. And now the following Mishnayos will elaborate upon all the examples in this Mishnah of things that must be said not in any language, but specifically in Hebrew.